Good morning. Good morning. A very warm welcome to you all today. Though I suspect that on this occasion, it will be a warmer goodbye, as the temperature at the moment is bearable but may continue ratcheting up. We have a few notices this morning just before we begin. The first is to say a very warm welcome to anyone here that is new or hasn't been in a while. It's lovely to have you here with us for our worship this morning. Tiger Club, we're going to play around with a couple of slight changes for how we can make sure that they're all involved in the service and also feel like they're a dignified part of our congregation. It's lovely doing what we have done, but sometimes it can feel a little bit like we say goodbye, and then they arrive, and then there's sort of a show-and-tell Blue Peter-style thing as to what they've made, which is great. But we want to improve upon that, and also to give them a bit more time. At the moment, they've been coming back just in time for those that want to receive communion to receive communion. But that means that they miss seeing the communion being celebrated. And I think that the communion itself, these actions that happen, are so significant and symbolic that actually, in the intuitive way that children engage with the world, they probably have a more intuitive grasp than many of us do of what the signs are. And so in order to enable them to come in time to see that, that then cuts off some of the time at the end of their session. So they are now going to start, not by going out during the first hymn, but by gathering as the service begins. And from next week, we're going to try something a little bit experimental and see if it works. The microphones that I'm wearing, or the handheld one, have a surprisingly good range and reach as far as the far side of the sanctuary, and you can still be heard in here. And so a few minutes before a service begins, we're going to go over there, whoever's leading the service, and say hello to the children, but then turn the microphone on and ask them to say a prayer for us as we gather here in worship. Then when they arrive in, they are going to collect the wine and the bread which we will use for communion and bring it to the front, a sign that they are contributing to all that we're doing, rather than just being sent outside while we get on with the real business of church. So, bear with us over the next few weeks. It will probably have a couple of hiccups, but we just want to try and improve their experience of being a part of our church. The next notice, which I'm going to do now before I forget because it's got legal implications, is to publish some bands of marriage. It's my privilege to publish the bands of marriage between Matthew James Byron Wilson and Emily Stroud, both single and of this parish. If you know of any reason in law why these two persons may not marry each other, you are to declare it now. This is for the second time of asking. As there's no objections, let us pray for this couple as they prepare for their wedding day. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Matthew and Emily and for their relationship. We ask that you will bless them as they are in this time of preparation for a new chapter in their lives together. We ask that you'll bless them and their families as they embark on this journey. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Legal one that I have been thinking about all weekend, must remember bands. Done. Next notice, next weekend there will be a working party in the graveyard for those who want to help us make sure that everything is kept in order and neat and tidy. If you'd like to volunteer, please do speak with either David or Catherine and they'll point you in the right direction. It's great to be able to come together and to look after our church and our churchyard, because for so many people, that's all that they see of the church. And if we're able to keep it looking nice and like we're active and present, that might just spark the curiosity to come on in and join us, to explore what's going on. Next notice is that you may have noticed in the news that there's been an uptick in COVID cases and people are starting to be a little bit more concerned about health and hygiene once again. For the time being, we have no plans on changing any of our practices, but just a gentle reminder that when it comes to receiving communion, You're always welcome to receive just the bread, if that's what you feel comfortable with. There's no pressure to take the wine, but we will continue and will continue to offer the wine without any reason not to, if that makes sense. So just wanted to remind you of that. And I feel like there's one last notice, which I've probably forgotten, but we've had enough notices now. So let us remember that, notices aside, we are here as the body of Christ to worship Jesus Christ. So let us stand and do exactly that and sing hymn number 470. Thank you. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
The last notice which has occurred to me is an important one at the end of this month, where we will be gathering together for a harvest supper. But there is limited space, so please do book with the office if you would like to attend. And please let David or one of the events committee or Gail in the office know if you are able to volunteer to help with providing a dish or two to bring to that event. But let us now remember that we are here in the presence of God as we prepare to confess our sins. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Would you please be seated? Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "The first commandment is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all of the law and the prophets." Amen. Lord, have mercy. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to be our advocate in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace with all. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbor, in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our collect for this, the 14th Sunday after Trinity. Almighty God, whose only Son has opened for us a new and living way into your presence, give us pure hearts and steadfast wills to worship you in spirit and in truth. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen.
The Old Testament reading is taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 12, beginning to read at verse 1. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in Egypt, "This month is to be for you the first month of your year. Tell the whole community of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, each man is to take a lamb for his family. One for each household. If any household is too small for a whole lamb, they must share one with their nearest neighbor, having taken into account the number of people there are. You are to determine the amount of lamb needed in accordance with what each person will eat. The animals you choose must be year-old males without defect, and you may take them from the sheep or the goats. Take care of them until the 14th day of the month, when all the members of the community of Israel must slaughter them at twilight. Then they are to take some of the blood and put it on the sides and the tops of the door frames of the houses where they eat the lambs. That same night, they are to eat the meat roasted over the fire, along with bitter herbs and bread made without yeast. Do not eat the meat raw or boiled in water, but roast it over a fire with the head, legs, and internal organs. Do not leave any of it till morning. If some is left till morning, you must burn it. That is how you are to eat it, with your cloak tucked into your belt, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. Eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. On that same night, I will pass through Egypt and strike down every firstborn of both people and animals, and I will bring judgment on all the gods of Egypt. I am the Lord. The blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. No destructive plague will touch you when I strike Egypt. This is a day you are to commemorate. For the generations to come, you shall celebrate it as a festival to the Lord, a lasting ordinance. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The New Testament reading is taken from Paul's letter to the church in Rome, chapter 13, beginning to read at verse 8. Let no debt remain outstanding, except the continuing debt to love one another. For whoever loves others has fulfilled the law. The commandments: you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other command there may be, are summed up in this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. And do this, understanding the present time. The hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So, let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently, as in the daytime, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh. This is the word of the Lord.
Owe no one anything except to love one another, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. Let us stand and sing our next hymn, number 54. Brother, sister, let me serve you.
Christ to you, wherever time may have been.
the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
If another member of the church sins against you, go and point out the fault when the two of you are alone. If a member listens to you, you have regained that one. But if you are not listened to, take one or two others along with you, so that every word may be confirmed by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If a member refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if the offender refuses to listen even to the church, let such a one be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you bind and you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you, if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Would you please be seated. We have been marching our way through what's called the continuous track, which means that rather than having readings which are tied together by a theme, we've been going through it narratively through the summer, going through first Genesis and now Exodus. And last week, you will have heard of that moment of supreme revelation. Moses is being a shepherd, looking after his sheep, and he sees the burning bush which is not being consumed by the fire. And in that place, in that moment, he encounters the living God. God says, I am that I am. And there's far more than I can say in this morning about that than you have time for. We would be here until the middle of next week and we would all be asleep and it would be too much to unpack. But the key message is this. God is God, and God gets to choose what that means for God to be God, because he is free to be himself. And there is nothing that we can do to stop God from being God. Now, it might seem strange to have to point that out, but we move to this week's reading and we discover something that was hinted at in last week's. We discover that the God who says, I am free to be myself, I am free to choose how I will be, chooses of his own divinity to be our God. He sends Moses to the people of Israel who have been crying out in a time of slavery. And here Moses is with those people. And God is telling him, this is how I will save my people. Take the blood of a lamb and put it upon the windows, the doors, the lintels. And whenever I see the blood of that lamb, I will know that you are part of my promise. And I will protect you from the plague that I will bring upon those who oppress you. This is amazing. God can be quite content to be himself with no need for any of us. And yet from the earliest days in Scripture, he says, let us make mankind in our own image. Let me engage with Adam and Eve. Let me be the one who goes with Abraham. Let me be the one that travels with Isaac, who is faithful to Joseph, who calls Moses to go to my people. The revelation of God in the Old Testament is not a revelation of a bloodthirsty and angry God. It is a revelation of a God who, despite being complete in himself, consistently, and sometimes ridiculously, given how much trouble his people cause him, consistently chooses his people. And so in the light of that revelation, we find hope of salvation. The blood of the Lamb has become for us the blood of Jesus Christ, the one who has died for us upon the cross, died for our sins and united himself with our death, so that being united with us in such a way, by his resurrection, we might be united with him in his life. And yet it doesn't stop there. The revelation of God seems to come along with a revelation that God is for us. And when we have a revelation that God is for us, it seems that it's not just you and me as individuals, but you and me as we, the community. God cares for his people who are now the church. And so it is right and natural that Jesus starts talking about conduct. If you have a problem with someone, speak to them. If it's still a problem, get some other people to come along and witness and mediate and be with you. Let us have peace amongst ourselves. Again, Paul, writing to the Romans, says this is how you fulfill the commandments of God, which come naturally out of the revelation of God. Love one another. And he goes on to say, put aside the works of darkness, the things that belong to the night. Put on the armor of light. Put on Jesus Christ. And this putting on has a sense of stepping into a robe, stepping into a righteousness that is not ours, but is his. No matter what we might be like as ourselves, when we clothe ourselves in Jesus, God sees us as his children. And it's incredible when we really take this to heart. When we each have Christ put on, and we stand here in the name of Christ, not in the name of Samuel, not in the name of David, not in the name of Catherine, but in the name of Jesus, when we look around at one another, dare we see by the Holy Spirit one another as God sees us? Not by our individual names per se, but by our individual names wrapped in Jesus Christ. Jesus says, where two or three are gathered together, in my name, I will be there. It's more than two or three of us here this morning. Jesus is here with us in the church. And that means that when it comes to things like disunity, arguments, and peace, of course we want to be at peace with one another because we want to be at peace with Jesus. He has died for us and he lives for us. And in that part of the service we call the peace, today I want to encourage you to think about this idea that Jesus is in each of us. That when we shake hands and share a sign of the peace, we're not simply saying hello to those that we didn't quite get a chance to catch before the service. We're not simply waving at our friends. But actually we are symbolically exhibiting that harmony that comes when Jesus is present. What happens when that harmony is not present? We have a Jesus who knows the full depths of that anguish, the separation of love from those who matter. He grieved for Lazarus, and he was separated from life in the tomb. There is nothing too great that Jesus cannot overcome. We are united in Christ through our baptism. That is the thing that we all have in common. If we choose to believe in Jesus and we say, yes, I want to be forgiven of my sins. I want to be a part of this Jesus-shaped community. We can choose to be baptized in the waters which symbolically clean us, spiritually unite us, so that nothing can separate us from the love of God. And remembering that, and remembering that where two or three of us are in Jesus' name together, we realize that actually we are all equals, even me. I might be the one at the front talking, I might get to wear the robes that show that I have been asked to be set aside to lead the prayers and so on. But I am nothing. I'm just Samuel. The one that matters is Samuel in Christ. I am not greater or lesser than any of you. I am the same as you. And you are not less than me in any way, shape, or form. You have done things of which your conscience has been troubled by. You have said unkind things to other people. You know what? I have done exactly the same. It is because of Jesus that we have our hope. It's because of Jesus that this community can thrive and be healthy. Let us never lose sight of that. But when we think of our church and what it means to be here at St. Margaret's, it's not just that we have the sanctuary and we have tea and coffee. It's not just that we're nice people living in a nice area and that for the most part we all get on. It's that in our hearts we are united by Jesus Christ. Let us be tangible signs to one another of God's love. Let us remember that God is always free to be himself, but he has chosen to be the God who loves each and every single one of you. To the glory of Jesus Christ. Amen.
To begin our prayers, let us pray a prayer for our benefice, which you'll find on your sheet. Almighty God, we thank you that you are leading our benefice into a new season of our life together. We pray for our ministry team, for Samuel Arbica, for Graham, Mary, as together they lead us in worship and in prayer. We pray for our church wardens, David, Catherine, Oliver, and Paul. Be with them in love as they serve you faithfully by supporting our churches. We pray also for ourselves, asking that you will be with us in our lives in such a way that our communities of Penn and Tyler's Green may see a glimpse of your love made known to us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And so in our need and human weakness, let us come to Almighty God with our prayers. Unchanging God, change us from the heart until the whole of the church awakens to your love that reaches out, nurtures and celebrates, neither looking back from what is difficult, nor rushing where angels fear to tread. We pray for sensitivity and courage. Lord, in your mercy, Almighty God, give us such love for the world that we may pray with longing and desire, your kingdom come. Give our leaders the grace to see their works as service and their role as servants. Sharpen both the recognition of needs and the commitment to just provision. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful God, break all habits of destructive behavior in our homes and families, our friendships, and in all the homes of this parish. Develop our ability to celebrate what is good and face what is not with honesty. Healing God, lay your hands on those who suffer so that they may know the support of your presence and find wholeness and peace in your love. We pray especially for those who are locked into the conviction that they are beyond your forgiveness. May they quickly discover the freedom of your acceptance. We pray for Oliver and Annie Keel, Amanda Ricketts, Corinne Summers, and we thank you for the better news about Caden. And then a short period of silence. We bring to you those people we know who need you at this time. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Eternal God, in your unchanging love, receive all those who have died in faith, that they may rejoice in you forever. We pray for all those people who have died recently in disasters and the earthquake, in war. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Eternal God, in your unchanging love, receive all those who have died in faith, that they may rejoice in you forever. Amen. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious God, we thank you for providing us with a sure hope in which we can face the worst and not be overwhelmed. Merciful Father, accept these prayers
in the sake of your Son,
our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
As you are able, let us stand and together confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father of the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them. Peace of the Lord be always with you. Let us offer one another a sign of Christ's peace. Peace be with you. Return and sing our offertory hymn number 525.
Thank you.
Our service will continue on page 10. And please be seated. Lord God, we thank you for these gifts of bread and wine, fruit of the field and grape from the vine, which shall become for us the body and blood of Jesus Christ. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. You are worthy of our thanks and praise, Lord God of truth, for by the breath of your mouth you have spoken your word, and all things have come into being. You fashioned us in your image and placed us in the garden of your delight. Though we chose the path of rebellion, you would not abandon your own. Again and again you drew us into your covenant of grace. You gave your people the law and taught us by your prophets to look for your reign of justice, mercy, and peace. As we watch for the signs of your kingdom on earth, we echo the song of the angels in heaven, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord God, you are the most holy one, enthroned in splendor and light. Yet in the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ, you reveal the power of your love made perfect in our human weakness. Embracing our humanity, Jesus showed us the way of salvation, loving us to the end. He gave himself to death for us, dying for his own. He set us free from the bonds of sin, that we might rise and reign with him in glory. On the night he gave himself up for us all, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Therefore, we proclaim the death that he suffered on the cross. We celebrate his resurrection, his bursting from the tomb. We rejoice that he reigns at your right hand on high, and we long for his coming in glory. As we recall the one perfect sacrifice for our redemption, Father, by your Holy Spirit, let these gifts of your creation be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Form us into the likeness of Christ, and make us a perfect offering in your sight. Look with favor on your people, and in your mercy hear the cry of our hearts. Bless the earth, heal the sick, let the oppressed go free, and fill your church with power from on high. Gather your people from the ends of the earth to feast with all your saints at the table in your kingdom, where the new creation is brought to perfection in Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us pray as our Savior taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Jesus, Lamb of God, have mercy on us. Jesus, bearer of our sins, have mercy on us. Jesus, Redeemer of the world, grant us peace. Draw near with faith. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Eat and drink in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts, by faith with thanksgiving. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, preserve my body and soul unto everlasting life. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, preserve my body and soul unto everlasting life. Lord God, the source of truth and love, keep us faithful to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, united in prayer and the breaking of bread, and one in joy and simplicity of heart. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. So having been reunited by the grace of God in the fellowship of Holy Communion, and having received amongst us once again those who have been out as part of Tiger Club, let us go and find out what they have learned and done this morning. Good morning. So how has it been today? What have we all been up to? I think we've got a very eager volunteer who might not need assistance in being heard. But no, it's great. So Oliver, what have you been up to this morning?
Good morning with my about a chicken, and we made them bread, and I did not like the bread. I thought it was too dirty, and during this, I made a tumble butter with my mummy and Emma, and then my lady told Mary Lamb, who liked me.
Unleavened bread.
Sorry. So they've been looking at the story of unleavened bread and reflecting on all that's gone on. And I didn't quite hear, what was the craft thing? Did you make anything this morning? Or?
We cooked some bread and we drew a picture as well.
So it's been hands-on this morning, cooking bread and drawing pictures and learning all about that part of the Bible. So it's been a really good morning. Tiger Club, we do appreciate having you here as part of our community. We know that as Tiger Club starts this week and in the weeks to come, that you will be bringing and doing many other things. So it's really good to see you. Let us say a quick prayer for them as they start this new term of Tiger Club. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you bring amongst us people who are creative and young and exploring their faith. We pray that you will help him to grow in your love and in the knowledge of your Son. We pray that you will bless them each and every week, and may they be a blessing to the rest of us as we learn from them. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And can I ask, would you be happy to tell us what our hymn number is? It's on the board.
The last one.
It's the 620.
620.
So singing our final hymn today is number 620.
Thank you.
thank you for these gifts and those which are given by so many various other ways and means. May they be taken and used for your glory. Amen.
Amen.
And so as we come to the end of our Sunday morning's worship, let us remember that God is free to be himself, and he has chosen and has pledged and promised in the death and resurrection of his Son, Jesus Christ, that who he desires to be as himself is to be the one who loves us, forgives us, and redeems us. Let us leave this place confident that together we are the body of Christ, his people, his church. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. May the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost be upon us and remain with us all forevermore. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord in the name of Christ. Amen. Amen.